Hello, welcome to Tax Justice Warriors. This week I will be discussing the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic grant report and some various odds and ends. The grant report is due at the end of this month, so it should be timely and on your mind for several low income taxpayer clinics at this time.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Low Income Taxpayer Clinics operate on a grant that is funded by the Internal Revenue Service. That funding is provided, but there also must be matching funds from other sources. Those can be volunteer hours by tax professionals in the field. But as part of the funding by the IRS, the low-income taxpayer clinics must prepare grant reports at two different times of the year. Those grant reports are then summarized and provided to Congress by the Taxpayer Advocate Service, and Congress uses those reports to help determine funding for the low-income taxpayer clinic program. I think it is always good that we provide success stories in our grant reports, because then Congress can see the good that the funding is providing. I believe the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program is a good buffer between the IRS and low income taxpayers and generally taxpayers in the public. It provides help for the public in organizing their materials and understanding what they need to do to help their case with the IRS, and it helps the IRS to get materials from taxpayers who otherwise may not have provided those materials to them. The low-income taxpayer clinics are a variety, that there are some that are nonprofits, some that are legal aids, and some that are at law schools and educational institutions. But in the process, we wind up dealing with the poor, English as a second language citizens, people who have disabilities, whether those are physical or mental issues, and just general problems in dealing with life in general. So we are helpful in getting those taxpayers organized and getting everything to the IRS on time, or just at least meeting some of the requirements that are necessary. So I think it is a beneficial program for the public and for the IRS, and it is good that we do these grant reports so that Congress can understand just what it is we do and just what benefit we provide to the public. Now, we do these grant reports two times a year. One of them is a six-month report, so January through June of a certain year. And then after the year is complete, we do an annual report that summarizes the entire January through December for a specific year. Now, the annual report often encompasses what was in the six-month report. So in general, the numbers should have increased at various numbers that we are reporting. Some areas that are not listed on both reports are the Advocacy Information Report, that is 13424-C, and then part of the Program Narrative Report, 13424-N, numbers 3 and 4. But generally, the annual report should be encompassing the six-month report, building upon that report. Now, overall, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, all of the instructions for the grant are public information. Those are available on the IRS website as publication 3319. So any individual can read about the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, learn how to start their own program and what the grant application process is for starting your own low income taxpayer clinic. But also there are the instructions for how to manage a clinic and how to do the various reports. Now, the publication is 200 pages. So in the printed form, it is actually a bound book. or booklet that a person can flip through, but it is also available online as a 200-page PDF. The grant report itself includes 6 parts, and I was mentioning some of them already. They're available as separate forms on the IRS website under 13424. So I generally fill out 5 of the 6 forms, and the accounting department works on the 6th form. The ones I work on are the A, B, C, K, and N forms, and they work on the 13424-L form, Statement of Grant Expenditures. So I'm going to go through form by form here. Form 13424-A is the General Information Report. On that form, we are listing the outreach activities performed by the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic, the educational activities, and each of those are broken down into English as a second language, taxpayer outreach or education, and non-English as a second language, taxpayers. We list the number of attendees for the educational activities, the topics that were covered, the language other than English that the educational activities were conducted with, the consultations with the public, English as a second language taxpayers and non-English as a second language, technical assistance consultations such as tax consultations for fellow attorneys, the number of cases where the Taxpayer Advocate Service provided assistance, the tax returns prepared, the ITIN applications prepared, whether the organization has a pro bono panel, and then a breakdown such as attorneys, enrolled agents, students, and other pro bono volunteers, the number of hours those volunteers provided, student representation, such as being authorized to practice before the IRS, and receiving academic credit for clinic work, the continuing professional education or continuing legal education credits available by presentations from the LITC, and those topics that were covered during those presentations. Next, there is Form 13424B, the Case Issues Report. These are various case issues worked, so there are actually 62 categories, so I'm not going to read all of those, but the group categories are income issues, deduction issues, credit issues, status issues, tax refund, return, statute of limitations issues, penalty in addition to tax issues, and collection issues. Now, on some cases, there can be multiple issues. So, for example, an individual who claimed a child could have been audited on head of household, earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, the dependency exemption. So right there, that could be 4 issues for a case. So the total number of issues should definitely be more than the number of cases worked in that grant report period. Next, we have the Form 13424-C, Advocacy Information Report. Here, we are providing information on the Systemic Advocacy Management System submissions, published materials. Those include books, law reviews, magazines, newspapers, websites, or other, television and radio appearances, and public service announcements provided by the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. Next, there is Form 13424-K, the Case Information Report. Here we are providing specific information about cases, so the case number at the beginning of the grant report period, the new cases opened, the total cases worked during the period, cases closed, and the ending case inventory. From there, we are listing the last department that worked on the case within the IRS during that grant report period. So each case must only be within one specific IRS department. So the total number of those cases worked must equal the total cases worked up at the top of the sheet. Various categories for the cases worked include accounts management, exams, collection, appeals, litigation, or miscellaneous. Now, also on that form, we are listing where the the number of cases where the amount in controversy exceeded $50,000 per tax period. We are generally limited on the number of cases that can exceed that threshold. And we're also limited on cases that exceed 250% of the federal poverty guidelines. So that is one item that we need to report. We are listing the cases worked by more than one IRS department that have more than one tax year in controversy, representation of English as a second language taxpayers, the joint representation of taxpayers, representation by volunteers, state tax matters. Then turning to the United States Tax Court, we list the trial locations that the clinic served, the cases where there was an entry of appearance, where we assisted tax court petitioners, but where no entry of appearance was entered, and the number of informal consultations in the tax court, such as the pro bono days or going to calendar call and doing pro bono assistance. Then there are the closed case outcomes where we are listing where the taxpayer was brought into filing compliance, where they were brought into collection compliance, such as currently not collectible, an installment agreement, offer and compromise, the total amount of dollars refunded in cash to taxpayers, and the total decrease in liabilities, penalties, and interest for taxpayers. Here I'm going to report for 2018, the Kansas Legal Services Tax Clinic brought $22,974.78 in refunds to taxpayers and decreases in liabilities, penalties, and interest of $233,032.56. Finally, there is Form 13424-N, the Program Narrative Report. Here we are providing paragraphs to explain various items, such as being able to meet the various goals and objectives listed, the impediments to meeting those goals and objectives, changes in staff, the training provided to staff, students, and volunteers, mentoring or networking activities conducted, outreach activities reported, issues and questions addressed in technical assistance consultations, reasons for seeking assistance from the Taxpayer Advocate Service, the circumstances for taxpayers where the amount in controversy exceeded $50,000, changes in days or hours of operation, the contributions by the clinic to ensuring fairness and integrity of the tax system, and then for the last 6 months of each report is the specific 6 months of that report, but various emerging issues that have been identified and success stories for that clinic. And then the final item is if the clinic will not be continuing within the program, detailing the steps taken to resolve open cases or obtain new representation for current clients. So the various items to report on the clinic can take some time to report. I try and pace myself during the reporting period to gather that information. I have forms that I fill out, closing memos on each of the cases. Once I've closed them, I try and maintain those forms during the representation of cases, and I enter those within spreadsheets. When I tally up those spreadsheets, that takes care of a good amount of these forms, but there are still items that need to be reviewed at various times, such as the narratives, that those can't just be taken care of by a spreadsheet. I also mentioned I was going to cover some odds and ends. Earlier this month, I came to my 3-year anniversary with Kansas Legal Services, working within their low-income taxpayer clinic. And another item of an anniversary I noticed was I was at a restaurant yesterday where the restaurant's 50th anniversary was celebrated on a news article up on the wall. Well, that article was 1984, and I noticed in the corner there was an article saying that the public needs to be aware that there were con men posing as IRS agents, so they need to be aware of that scam. So it just reminded me that even 35 years ago, and since We've been dealing with people scamming and trying to impersonate the IRS. I think just the tactics have changed, so in a sense, that has always been with us. I also wanted to mention that coming up in May is the American Bar Association Tax Section May meeting at Washington, D.C. I am planning to attend, and that Friday morning there will be a meeting of the Individual and Family Taxation Section, a committee of the Tax Section, and I will be on the Collection Due Process panel that Friday morning. So I am planning to be at the May meeting, and please come and introduce yourself during that time if you are at that meeting and would like to see about doing an interview to be on a future episode. Please let me know. I can be reached at my email address at Kansas Legal Services. That's schmidtw@klsinc.org, schmidtw@klsinc.org. Please send me an email, whether that's to do an interview or just to talk about some feedback for Tax Justice Warriors. But I appreciate your listening in, and I hope to meet you at a conference in the future.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.